Exclusive, Jack Posobiec, after Rittenhouse verdict. You are going to see an uprising in Kenosha. By Robert Krajicek on November 15, 2021. Jack Posobiec, senior editor at Human Events, host of Human Events Daily, and author of the Antifa Stories from Inside the Black Bloc, predicted that organized riots would be launched in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a verdict is rendered in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Posobiec said Governor Tony Evers, D.Y., facilitated the violent riots in 2020, ostensibly in response to the shooting of Jacob Blake, by failing to bring violent political protests to an end. Evers' failure to secure the streets of Kenosha, he added, provided the circumstances leading to Rittenhouse's use of lethal force. At the end of the day, you are going to see an uprising in Kenosha, Posobiec said on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. That's why, finally, Governor Tony Evers has brought in the National Guard. He said 500 troops are going to be on standby. And it blows my mind, because if he had just put those 500 troops in Kenosha. Remember, the night of the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting was night 3 of the riots. And a lot of these rioters, Kenosha's only about 45 minutes from Chicago. So they were coming up from Chicago, they were coming down from Milwaukee into Kenosha. It's not their town, they're tearing it up. If Evers had just put National Guard there in the first place, this never would have happened. Posobiec noted that Gage Grosskreutz, a man shot by Rittenhouse and marketed by left-wing news media as the sole survivor of Rittenhouse's shootings, is affiliated with Antifa. Gage Grosskreutz was a member of one of these sort of local Antifa chapters. They call it the People's Revolution Movement, he remarked. Posobiec highlighted the partisan Democrat alignment of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and the significant suppression of these two campaigns and groups following the 2020 presidential election. These massive programs, like the huge, ubiquitous Black Lives Matter protests, as well as the Antifa, and even the more violent elements of BLM, were activated in a way in 2020 that we just haven't seen after November 3rd of 2020. He observed. It seems to have completely vanished, or if it's around, it's only sort of those hardened cadres of maybe two or three or a dozen here or there depending on the city, they're just not getting the numbers. Posobiec recalled a Time article entitled The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election, which acknowledged a conspiracy between CEOs and leftist organizers of violent riots after the presidential election. Time's Molly Ball wrote, there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. Posobiec stated, if you look at that Time magazine article that came out after the election, you had people in there admitting that they were in communication with the people who led some of the more violent riots that took place, and they were calling them and saying, stand down. We don't want you to come out. We don't want the kind of scenes that we saw throughout 2020. And it puts people in almost a Stockholm syndrome. It's like a Mexican standoff for our own country where we're having a situation of, you are going to vote the way we want, or you're going to get the stick. The Breitbart News Daily Podcast is available for listening and download via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.